WKCOR. Kansas City Online Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the show.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have now come to the main event of the evening.
Okay, y'all, this is it.
It had to happen sooner or later.
It's party time.
We deserve an adventure.
Y'all ready for this?
Hit me.
Live from Kansas City, it's the Up All Night Radio Show with Stephen McKay and Travis Winters.
Hey now, I'm Stephen McKay. Welcome to the Up All Night Radio Show. And we've got 2 hours of hijinks and craziness and love songs tonight. Yeah, it's a Valentine's Day show, and we're going to have a really nice time. So get yourself a cocktail and snuggle up with your snuggie and beside the fire there and enjoy the show, I guess. Well, I don't know about that. In the studio, you know, Travis is gone this week again. McShane from the McShane Rock Show is sitting in as co-host, and he's also brought his significant other, so we're going to have a lot of conversation, a lot of good time, so let's get it all started. We'll be right back with more of the Up All Night Radio Show.
Steve Fuller on your radio.
Hi, this is Steve Falter here from the English blues rock band Nice as Pie, reminding you to join me every Friday night at 11 p.m. through till midnight here on KCOR for the Steve Porter Show, and also 12 noon Sundays is repeated, so join me then for some great blues, some great rock, and a few good laughs as well. And bring some booze, will you?
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
My mind! Where is it? It's gone!
This is The Cockroach,
the internet's talk superstation.
Most talk radio is bullshit.
It's all over the internet.
I mean, really, aren't you people tired of listening to political crap yet?
This is madness.
We like to dress up as stuffed animals and have sex with each other.
What the deuce is going on?
The internet's talk superstation.
The Cockroach.
MySpace.com/RoachRadio.
Hi, this is Stephanie Miller, and you're listening to the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis, two bigger losers than me.
All right, back here up all night with Mac and McShane, and that was a disaster of a start, but we've got it all lined out, don't we?
Yeah, I think we got that figured out.
High-tech equipment here. Between the microphone and a bad connector wire, we're just full of crap here.
Actually, sounds pretty good right now.
Don't move.
I'm trying not to touch anything.
Nobody move. Whatever you stay where you're at, too, we're doing for just fine. Nobody move. Okay. Welcome to the Up All Night Radio Show. Back what I was supposed to say earlier, which is we have a great show for you tonight from beautiful Prairie Village, Kansas, broadcasting live atop the KCR building, looking out over the light of the city. There.
I'm blind.
And Travis and his wife are out having a good time at their alternative lifestyle club. So they're not going to be with us tonight.
They said, well, we might stop by. No, you're not. You're going to have a good time. So we have McShane here in the studio. Join us as a co-host. Also tonight, this is the Happy Valentine's show. So happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's, Mac.
And also, we're going to have live team coverage of the Olympics with our buddy Roger Duke. Will be giving us a call later, live from the Olympics. So there you go. Now, you got somebody else in the studio. We have a guest.
Yeah.
Please introduce us to the guest.
I have my one of my co-hosts from the McShane Rock Show, Beck.
Hello, everybody.
Whoop.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
Hello, everybody.
That's the operator problem over here. He was awfully... I thought there'd be a longer introduction. Give her a round of applause. Come on. Big one. You ever gotten a round of applause like that before?
Never.
We're listening to what?
I do, too.
All right. Enough of that. Enough of that crazy stuff.
That's funny. I threw myself under the bus on that one.
You guys represent the loving couple for this Valentine's Day, and I represent the sorry, sappy, single guy that has no life. So we got everything covered here tonight. What do you think about that?
Poor Mac.
I know. And I forgot to play the song, too.
What song was that?
We got to have a little song before each segment. You know, because it's, that time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
To kind of get everybody in the romantic mood here. And, you know, hey, help you guys out.
Hey.
You get home tonight, you know, have some fun. Ooh, blah, 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 blah.
Your love.
Ah, baby. Here's a little romantic music.
Is lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted.
That doing anything? You like that?
No.
Like that?
Yeah.
No Rita Coolidge fan here. There you go.
Your love is lifting me high.
Okay, anyway.
That's the part where she just really kicks it up a notch.
Yeah, she does.
Starts like rocking.
You know, you're probably not going to... I don't know. What I did was is I requested people on my Facebook to send me what songs they want to hear, love songs, you know, sexy love songs for Valentine's Day.
Right.
And this is kind of the stuff I got, so beware.
Ruh-roh.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Again, we have a great... Let me do the business. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. Got to get back. Focus. Go to the website, macandtravis.com. M-A-C and Travis.com. That's macandtravis.com. And right there you're going to find you're going to find the show notes that we'll be discussing a little bit later. You're going to see the webcam that's right now focused in on McShane. Is that
I'm
working?
I'm sorry, folks.
Let me see if that's working. Yeah, it's working. I see you there. And the chat box is there. You can go in the chat box and McShane's in there. I try to jump in every once in a while. And let's see, what else is going on there? Oh, Babe of the Week. We'll be talking about her a little bit later.
Babe of the Week.
What do you think about that?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, we don't have a
She tried to feed me the pill before I left the house.
The hot guy of the week is right there, below the Facebook symbol. Right there is where... See that guy? Who's that guy? Or they?
Oh, jeez. Now.
All right. So here we are. Now, let's get refocused. Everybody get more focused. We have a big show and a lot of stuff to get to. Yes, Colonel Roger Duke. We're going to be calling him. In fact, let's give him a try right now. Because I know you guys... Do you guys like the Olympics? Do you care about the Olympics at all?
Yeah, I like all the winter stuff.
You like the winter?
Figure like skating. Bobsled and luge. Well, I used to like luge. We'll get into that later.
Whoops. That's kind of a rough ride. Did you see the video of that?
I saw it about 15 times on the CBS Evening News last night, and they showed close-ups and slow-mo all the way till impact. It really kind of ticked me off.
Yeah, let's see pictures of this guy dying. That's not probably really...
Oh, and then the last shot was the next pole down, the camera that they had aimed at, you know, toward the turn as he's coming out of the turn. Then they wanted to run it with no commentary and just the mic that was on the camera so that you could hear him hit.
Oh, that's
it was
that's
wonderful
nice.
At primetime 5:30 evening news stuff.
That's very nice of him.
Yeah. I, was
I think that the Olympic Committee might want to get a hold of NASCAR and get the soft, what do you call those? The
soft wall barriers.
Soft wall barriers. Because why would you have the luge with a freaking pole all along there? That's what I want to know. Did anybody have any idea? Okay, here's one of my problems, people. Tonight, I'm kind of in one of those bitchy moods because I got things that I just drives me fucking nuts. And this is one of them. I got like four different things tonight that I'm just be going off of. There's steel poles right here, what, 4 feet from this luge thing that people are going 100 miles an hour on this piece of cardboard?
With a bicycle helmet.
Can you believe that?
and skin tights and nothing, no else, no nothing else to protect them.
No,
I won't they're go just kind of hanging out there, you know.
And I wouldn't want to be aiming my appendages that direction either. I'd like to go the other way, but anyway, right. Yeah, it boggles my mind that people can be so freaking stupid. And you're going to find I got more examples of stupidity in this world than the Olympic committee, but. For the good side, yeah, we're going to have a live report. Let's see if I can get a hold of him right here. All right, let's see if I can get a hold of Roger. Colonel Roger Duke. Oh, no. Well, we're going to keep trying, and we should get a hold of him a little bit later and try that. I won't dial it again.
Maybe he's getting a statement.
Could be. I don't know what he's doing. But
that's just wrong. I'm going to get hate mail for that.
Go ahead. Well, that's fine.
That's just bad.
What's your email address? What's your website?
Yeah.
Give us the whole thing.
I don't know. Yeah. whatadumbshit.com.
Travis@kconlineradio.com. There you go. You can write him and ask him why the hell he doesn't show up. Because he and his wife have to go to the Alternative Lifestyle Club. What a guy. You know, that's my sorry life. I can't even participate in that. Because I don't have anybody to take.
Well, sometimes
you can't show up at one of those clubs by yourself. They'll
some of
you
them,
out.
Some of them will let you. You just gotta find the right
I bet
one.
They'd kick me out on my ass.
You gotta check.
Say,
it
what
out
are you doing? Where's your lady at? Well, you got one. Well, you ain't coming in here, dumbass. It's like, where do I go now? What club? I hear a buzzing.
It's a buzzing.
I hear buzzing in the background.
I just got a poor performance system performance error.
Oh no.
Error.
It's been on quite a long time with the webcam, so we may end up having to restart. We always have to restart it if we don't start at the beginning of the day. But
I gotcha.
Anyway, so there's the news. Tell us, McShane, what's been going on in your life? What's been happening? We haven't seen you in, what, a month or two there?
Not a lot's going on. Just same old stuff. Still kicking around with the show, doing Unsigned Rock on Friday nights, and that's about the extent of it for me.
Yeah, but you got another remote coming up.
Got a live remote coming up on March 12th out at Jerry's Bait Shop in Lee's Summit with our very own fine friends, Teacher's Pet, right here in Kansas City.
Cool.
Always draws in a great crowd, great bunch of guys, and that's going to be a fun deal. So if you're in the Kansas City area here and you want to come out and see a good band play and hang out with the McShane Rock Show crew, it's Friday night, 9 p.m., All the information is on the website, McShaneRockShow.com, or on the Facebook page if you're a Facebooker.
And Facebooking.
You can kick us there, too,
my
as
Facebook,
well.
My Facebook. My Twittery Facebook.
I'm so upset with them guys.
Which what?
Facebook. I ditched MySpace years ago. Well, last year.
Or MySpace?
MySpace I ditched. I don't even log in, but once every...
That's so yesterday.
Every year, but Facebook's really got me up in arms.
Oh, wow. Have you started tweeting yet?
No, I refuse.
You know, I refused and I hated it forever, but, you know, Carrie Byron from Mythbusters, I know when she goes to bed now and what she gets up and eats and all that other
that's
stuff.
That's because now there's a company, there's people will pay these people to tweet. Did you know that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. It's a new deal now that...
So she's probably not really doing it. It's a big fake.
She's paid to tweeting.
What a rip-off.
I think Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore were the first to get in on that because they were like addicts, I think, there for a long time. Everybody said that those guys just were hog wild with tweets. And I don't want to tweet.
You don't want to tweet? Well, see, I figured you only get like 160 characters, something like that. Well, I figured, what if you could only allow 6 characters? Or 2 words, and you could call it Twitch instead of Tweet. Is that a good idea?
It might catch on.
So have you been twitching today?
Everybody's been doing these one letter words anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. So you just burst my bubble because here I was
Were you gonna listen and watch my tweets?
Well, whenever I got a Carrie Byron tweet that she was going to bed, you know, I might have, you know.
Oh, well, maybe she's not getting paid. I don't know, but that's some are.
I could have imagined her in bed, her nude plush body rolling in the covers. And now she could be off on the computer watching porn or something.
Well, so, there are reruns of
Mythbusters.
Mythbusters.
Oh, man, she's hot. Oh, sorry, I'm dozing away.
Not bad, not bad, not bad, my man.
So, Becky, tell us something about yourself. Introduce yourself to this vast international audience that we have, or at least the two or three guys listening.
Oh, I'm not sure what to say. Co-host.
I can't
do the drunken news on the McShane Rock Show.
She does more than that. She's the staple, the concrete that keeps us all going.
You're the foundation of that show? Is that what you're saying?
I think so.
Outstanding. Let's give her a round of applause for that. Should we give her a round of applause?
Yeah, let's do it.
Now, that sucks. Give her a real round of applause. That's laughter. That's not a round of applause.
Let's see, I've been putting up with McShane for 10 years now.
Nice. Oh, putting up with me for 10 years.
That's sweet. So tell us something Valentine-ish, you know, that you guys do, Valentine's, anything special, you know? No,
I know what we're planning tomorrow. I'm sitting on the couch next to him while he's watching NASCAR.
Oh, that's romantic. That's cool.
Hey, at least she's sitting next to me on the couch. I mean,
That's cool.
Instead of the opposite.
You guys write little notes on the mirrors in the morning? Like, when you wake up, you write, I love you?
No.
No.
Or do you write, like, Junior will crash or something like that?
No, I sent him something on Facebook and sent him an e-card. And
text messages. And she knows better than to go against Dale Sr. or Dale Jr. on anything.
Did you see the crash today?
Yeah, I saw the highlights of those. Yeah.
Oh, man. That wasn't his fault. He was doing really good. He had a chance to win that.
I like his statement how he's like, you know, he's playing it off and he's go, well, you got to make it look good if you're going to slide on your top, you know. Might as well. You don't get to get on your top very often, so when you do, you might as well make it look good.
He made it look well. That was scary. People run into him. But,
and my prediction that Danica Patrick was going to get wrecked out, it proved true. They wrecked her out.
Proved true. Poor Danica.
Yeah.
She's still hot, but.
I don't know. She's kind of losing her appeal to me.
She needs a boob job. That's my opinion.
She needs an attitude job.
You know, and I heard that from Travis because he was down at the races, the Indy races,
mm-hmm.
and when he was in the guard thing. And everybody said Danica was a bitch, is what they said.
You can kind of tell when on these interviews now, she's starting to get that I'm too good attitude. And that won't work in the roundy rounds with NASCAR. Good old Southern guys, they tend to police their own there, like Kurt Busch.
Take a little bump on her back end.
I said, look out, Ethel. Too late. She done had a grease job. Yeah.
So much more to get to. So much entertainment, so much comedy, but not here. It's just us. Up all night with Mac and Travis. We'll return. Or McShane. How am I getting it right? Up all night with McShane, the M&M Boys.
Hi there.
Hello, this is Les Llewellyn, Road Rash Blues Show.
Hello, this is Mark Kerr, Road Rash Blues Show.
Hello, this is Terry Knott, the Road Rash Blues Show.
Yes. Okay then, Eric.
Let's get ready to rumble.
KCOR, Kansas City Online Radio.
Access granted.
Hi, this is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great. Have a lot of fun. But do me a big favor and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The cockroach!
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 The cockroach, man!
The cockroach!
The cockroach!
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 Cockroach! Cockroach! Cockroach! Cockroach! Cockroach!
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me!
The cockroach!
The cockroach!
The Internet's Talk Superstation.
Check us out online at myspace.com/roachradio.
I guess. Do I need to kick my leg and show off my panties at the same time? Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
Hi, back here, Mac McShane and Becky, and we're all here. Here we are.
And Mac.
And Mac, that's me. Can you believe it?
I've gotten so used to talking in third person when it comes to myself.
And I am the Mac Daddy, you know that.
Mac Daddy.
Make you want to jump.
Mac Daddy.
Jump. Listen, Mac, you've got 32 teeth. Would you like to try for 16?
Right on.
Anyway, head to the website, macandtravis.com, M-A-C, and Travis.com, macandtravis.com. And, well, should we get to the Babe of the Week?
Yeah, let's do it.
Babe of the Week thing. Babe of the Week is right there, Aiden Starr. Did I say that right? A-I-D-E-N.
Aiden Starr?
Aiden Starr. Thank you very much. Aiden Starr. Aiden Starr is our sexy babe of the week. If you click on her picture, you'll see some naughty pictures of herself. And if you click on the link, you'll see a site where you can see more naughty pictures of this.
Oh, my. My mama warned me about those.
She is a mistress. She's a dominatrix. Did I say that right?
Uh-huh.
And let's find out a few details about her. You want to find out some details about her?
It says get instant access.
Instant access to, well, when you find out the things she likes, it's pretty weird. Porn actress and fetish queen, that's right. 2009 AVN Award winner for best girl three-way sex scene.
Ooh.
Ooh, what do you think about that?
Yeah.
She's done 122 films. I don't think John Wayne did 122 fucking films. That's a lot of films.
That's a lot.
30 years old, 4 foot 11 inches.
Wow, that's short to go
blue. That's short. 34C, 25, 34 is her figure. 34C, 25, 34.
Bingo.
Bingo, you like that? You're not saying anything. You can pass on her. You can't even see her.
But she knows what the measurements mean.
She's from New Jersey.
New Jersey.
And her, for those people that have the shoe fetish issue, she has a size 6 shoe. So there you go on that. And actually, I think we got a little audio from her. If you want to find out a little bit more about her, let me get the screen up here. Someday I'll have this organized here.
I'm sure.
All right, so Aiden Starr, that's right. I forgot how to say it. What are some of the things you've done as a dominatrix?
Of the worst things that I did when I was a dominatrix? I was very into knife play and blood play.
Wow.
Knife play and blood play.
Lorena Bobbitt all over, but
is that
better looking.
Scary or what?
Yeah.
Something. I think a woman with a knife is really sexy, but not when it comes to cutting. What actually do you knife play? What actually do you do with that thing?
You can do knife play in someone's house if you want to, though, and make it, you know, like a domestic kink kind of scene. There are a lot of knives in somebody's kitchen.
Becky's just looking at me, staring. It's like,
crap! I picked the wrong child to tag along.
She said, "I knew it was bad, but this is really bad." All right, so Aiden, we got more questions for you. We got to have more questions. Would you rather have sex with Mac or Travis?
Well, can I have both?
Well, sure you can have both, but does that mean you really want to have sex with Travis?
It needs to be somebody, like, older and experienced.
That's me, right? So, work with me here. Work with me. So.
Amen, brother. I don't know how experienced you are, but so, I'll go with the older part.
So you're up, you're up with sex with me. What do you have in mind?
Erotic knife play and bondage. Ooh. And blood drinking.
Put away the Ginsu hack.
I'd be afraid that she wants to do it during one of those infomercials where they're selling
knives. Just make sure you replace all the steak knives with butter knives. You'll be good.
Oh, this is interesting. So, Aiden, what do you think of my buddy Mick Shane?
You have some fucking kinky friends, motherfucker.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
She must know you. You went right to the...
Called me right out on the air.
Now there you are, sexy babe of the week, Aiden Starr, porn actress and fetish queen.
Fetish and, is not the word.
Not the
for
word.
It.
The whole blood thing, I don't know about. But, you know, all right. I guess we're going to play the artist of the week, which we don't. We just get a lot of love songs. What's your guys' favorite love Valentine's song? That you got get romantic in the mood. You're sitting on the fireplace or in the fireplace or next to the fireplace. And
you know, the one that always gets everybody, and I may be wrong, but because I'm a 90s guy. Well, late 80s, early 90s guy. The one that always kind of worked for me, I'm not saying it always seems to be a general... I'm trying to dig out now. Thanks.
Keep stroking.
Whoa. I got the webcam. See, I'm not. Hands are above the board. It is Firehouse, Love of a Lifetime always seemed to be one of those that got the, because it sure wasn't like Def Leppard or anything like that.
You don't play very many love songs.
No, because I'm a rocker.
You got to remember the rocker songs are love songs.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not the ones he plays.
Why? What?
What?
REO Speedwagon is nothing but love songs.
Yeah. You like Journey at all?
Journey, yeah.
Well, he didn't play Journey much. I play Journey.
She likes Journey a lot. There you go.
Is that what something she likes there?
And that's it.
All these sappy love songs all night long on the Up All Night Radio Show. You want to hear this song?
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
Highway run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind. Restless heart. Keep alone tonight, sending all my love along the wire. They say that the road ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. And love and a
I'm forever yours.
Just mellowed out here with all these love songs. You guys are getting romantic, and I have, like I said, I'm just a sappy guy, and I'm listening to the love songs, and you know, looking at my hand, going, "Hello, hand."
Hello,
I'm gonna
Mr.
give my
hand.
I'm gonna give my hand flowers.
Hello, Mr. Hand. Hello, Mr. Garrison.
This is, I was saying earlier, this is the first year in, I figured up like 25 years that I do not give somebody roses or something. It's a weird feeling. It's very weird.
Yeah, but you can wake up in the morning and...
And master... No, I can...
Watch whatever.
White's racing. That's right. That is true. I don't feel that... No, that's... Yeah, I don't really feel... I'm sure at some point I'll feel the loneliness of living by yourself and being... But at the moment, I'm not. I'm very happy because, like you said, marriage and relationships have its good side and then it's got its bad side. And right now, I'm in... I got... I'll make it through March Madness because you know I'll be watching basketball every freaking moment of the day. Am I rambling on?
No, you're fine.
Thank you. Anyway, I'm representing the Sorry Saps and you're representing the couples. So give me a story. You know, tell me some secret about you guys when you first fell in love, the moment your eyes hit and you said, ah, we're in love.
She'll have to tell that.
Well, come on.
Tell it first started out. On the internet.
Yeah, we're a Yahoo personal success story.
Ooh.
So it's probably a good month of messaging and telephone calls till we finally went out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's romantic.
And then we've been attached at the hips ever since.
Cool. Do you think there's some kind of a spirit world that kind of brought you two together that got into the computer system and zapped, you know, and communicated? Or am I just full of shit?
Go back and watch Young Guns one more time.
I was just thinking, well, maybe there's a synchronicity or whatever it's called where it brings two people together, and so it's
sometimes I think so,
not just random.
Well, I think because we sat and talked and about each other, got to know each other that way before meeting.
Without seeing each other, you found out what each other you're about.
Plus, I went in and I said, hey. I don't have a dang thing. I had a beat up piece of junk car, and I wasn't making but 200 some odd bucks a week, and didn't have nothing. I was renting a room out of a house, and you know, clothes on my back, maybe a few things, and I didn't pretend to be somebody I wasn't, and so there was no expectations to begin with.
So you're saying that in my Yahoo personal profile, the whole bit about the abs. Ripped abs and the Lear jet needs to go away from
you drive a piece of junk four-cylinder Mustang coupe that barely gets out of its own way, and you don't have anything, and
I know that when I go and look at the personal ads, and I look, this is kind of weird, I look at the guys because I want to see the competition, not because I'm out for a guy, but I'll look at the guys and the competition around here, And it gets me fucking depressed. Because they're all doctors and lawyers and rich guys with their Learjet, handsome.
Yeah, that's what they stud want muffins. You to think.
And then look at me. I haul bread around all day. He's the bread man.
Hey, without bread, we wouldn't have bread.
That's right, baby.
We wouldn't have sandwich.
That's right. But you know, here's the problem. The milkman always gets the women. The bread guys get fucked.
No, the milkman always gets shot.
He has to know which to pick, I guess.
You're in the safer line of work. Who'd ever think the bread guy?
Yeah, bread guy.
Not meaning that in a bad way. It's just safer that way.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, we're going to try to get a hold of Colonel Roger Duke, and the mayhem will continue. Yes, we got a couple of minutes.
The mayhem.
The hamminess. We got Colonel Roger Duke coming up live from Vancouver, British Columbia, at the Winter Olympics. Do you make him watch, figure skating?
No, because I'm not really into figure
skating. Give her a round of applause. She needs a definite round of applause there.
She didn't know she can. She'd have to use an awful lot of duct tape.
Yeah.
Just like I don't watch many of the shows that all the girls.
Grey's Anatomy type stuff. We're into Ghost Hunters. And
oh, wow.
She's into CSI. I'm not so much into that and Bones, but we do like House and all this stuff on the History Channel, National Geographic type stuff. We watch.
Let him watch his motorcycle shows. And
yeah, American Chopper every once in a while. It's getting really hairy on that show lately.
Hmm. You ever watch Pawn Stars?
Yeah, and I watched it last night.
I'm a Pawn Star freak.
When he sold the boat Friday night, last night, and when he bought a boat for $16,000 that he never didn't know if it ran or not. He bought it on the trailer in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Russia is back with nuclear strike capabilities.
Of course, Mythbusters is one of my favorite. But so you guys like the weird paranormal ghostly thing?
Yeah, I'm one of those. Call me a sucker. I'm kind of a believer into the
strange.
Maybe there's something more past this.
I might have to play you a couple of excerpts of some strange stuff that I have.
Yeah, he's had some experience with that as well.
And they get that reverse speech. You know, the reverse speech where you take a person's conversation and reverse it and you hear hidden messages.
Nice.
You ever?
Mine would say, feed me.
I'm going to tell you something.
Feed me.
That whole thing is freaking scary.
Because you don't have enough food to feed my fat body?
No. I wasn't talking about that.
Private Pile, eat the donut. You earned it.
I'm telling you, I used to do it a lot, and it is just freaking scary. I can tell you scurries. But I got a couple of examples of that. I might play a little bit later some of the reverse speech, and it'll just your hair on the back of your neck.
See, and that's my problem, is I would do stuff like that, but I don't know. It would freak me out afterwards. Yeah. But I am curious enough that I could do it, but I don't have the nuts enough to sit there and listen to it afterwards and realize, okay, maybe something is going on.
I've had people that I show them that never experienced before, and they just freak out thinking, you know, it's demonish or something like that because they're hearing stuff about themselves.
Well, you know, Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, there you go. We'll be back. The mayhem will continue and the craziness. Woo!
Mac and Travis.
Get it. Why aren't people buying our tennis balls?
You got me.
I mean, they're fuzzy, they're yellow, they're bouncy.
Oh, well, no doubt about it. We have the bounciest balls in the business.
If people knew how bouncy our balls
are, they would be bouncing on tennis courts from North Carolina to California.
Instead, they buy our competitors' clearly inferior balls.
You smack their balls a few hundred times and the fuzz falls right off.
And soon their balls are totally bald and barely bouncy at all.
What do we need to do to get people to try our tennis balls?
We've got to get the word out.
Word out. Hey, maybe we should advertise.
Now, that costs money and we don't have much money.
So, yeah, I don't want to advertise until we have more money.
Which we'll get when we sell more balls and
make some profit.
So, we don't need to advertise. We just need to wait.
For what?
For profits.
You're absolutely right.
Sometimes I'm so brilliant I actually scare myself.
Yeah, gave me goosebumps.
Can I see one?
Hold look.
While you're waiting, your competitors aren't. They know something you don't know. It's called advertising, and it works. So get on the ball. This message brought to you by this station, the Radio Advertising Bureau, and produced by the famous Radio Ranch, the Cockroach.
say too many bad words. We have a damn right to say whatever the f*** we want.
Minor detail.
And we're going to f***ing say it.
Saturdays at noon.
You're a f***ing piece of shit. If you are that easily offended.
Listener discretion is advised.
I can't do this.
No, just keep going, please.
No.
It's going good.
You're an asshole.
Hello, blues lovers. This is a list of just a few of the blues artists I've interviewed right here on KCOR.
Debbie Davies.
Tommy Castro. Lil Dave Compton.
Marquise Mark.
Mac Arnold.
Sandy Mack.
Larry McCrae.
Cletus McCormick.
Lori Morvan.
Sean Chambers.
Kinsley Ellis.
Jill Luth Walker.
Mike Zito.
Jimmy Dawkins.
Zell Cooper.
Anna Popovich.
Saturday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, USA Time, A1Blues.com. Check it out.
Steve Geiger.
Joanne Shaw Tyler.
Candy Kane.
Mick Wong. Johnny Curtis.
KCOR. Kansas City Online Radio.
I hate both these idiots. One of them is a sleazebag, and one of them's a douchebag.
It's the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Trent.
All right, back here on the Up All Night Radio Show. And, yes, Shane's in the studio with us, sitting in for Travis, who's out celebrating the old Valentine birthday thing with his wife.
Sap. And,
also, McShane's significant other is in the studio, Becky.
Yay, Beck.
And I finally got a hold of Colonel Roger Duke, so let's get this whole thing started. I'm anxious to hear what's going on up at the Olympics. Let's get this started with Colonel Roger Duke. Yeah, we've got the whole Olympic sound thing going on here. How you doing there, Roger? What's going on?
Thank you very much. Colonel Roger Duke here. I'm a beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, at the Winter Olympics, and really happy to be here on the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis. How you guys doing there, Mac and Travis?
No, Roger. Travis is here tonight. We got McShane sitting in for Travis tonight.
Oh, really? Hey, McShane.
Hey, how you doing there, Colonel Duke?
I'm doing pretty good there, McShane. By the way, I love the McShane Rock Show.
Thank you.
That thing's pretty cool. I'm always listening there Friday nights. You know what they say, rock on planet Earth, right?
Right on.
Roger, I guess you have a guest for us. Is that the deal?
Yeah, I'm with Leonard Brzezinski. He's the Russian coach, the Olympic coach for curling. And we're kind of sitting here, and it's kind of funny, you know. Me and him, because he was my enemy for all those 50 years. 50 years I was in the military, and I was fighting them Ruskies. So this is kind of a little detente thing here. We're having a good time sitting back, waiting for the big event to happen here.
That's what I was going to ask you, Roger. What event are you at? Is it the figure skating, or is it curling? The luge, where are you at? What event are we going to be listening to here?
Yeah, I just call him Lenny. Lenny's kind of his little nickname. And hey, Lenny. Hey, say hello to the McShane and Mac there, the Up All Night Radio Show.
Кроме вот этого нижнего венча никто не видел, а? И члены жюри тогда, посовещавшись, только увидели меня. Говорят, вот этот человек победит.
Yeah, he says hello there. Yeah.
That's a hell of a lot of talk for hello. Anyway, Roger, what event are you at? Are you at the figure skating? You haven't told us what we're going to be listening to here shortly.
Hold on. Let me get it. I'd like another cocktail, please. Could you refill this cocktail for me? Thank you, honey. You're sweet. What?
Cocktail? What kind of cocktail are you having?
Oh, I'm having a really, you'll like this drink. I'm having a milk of magnesia and orange juice. You call it Phelps screwdriver. Thank you for the rim shot. Very nice. Very nice there, Mac. You're good timing.
Yeah, great. Can we ask, what's his name, Lenny? Could we ask him some questions here?
Hey, wait a minute. Lenny's got something to say there. What you got to say there, Lenny?
Вот это вот надменно вытянутая нижняя губа, она исчезла навеки.
Oh, he wants everybody to know that he can see Sarah Palin's house from where he lives. Give me another rim shot there. Very nice, very funny. We're waiting there for the big event here. Happen any moment. Live coverage from here, Vancouver, British Columbia. And I'm Roger Duke.
Eesh. Roger, can you ask Lenny, like, maybe a question related to the Olympics. What does he think about this luge guy that died? What's going on there with that?
All right, Lenny, what do you think about the whole luge guy there that got killed? What do you think about that?
Pavarotti и Хворостовский. Знаете, когда я начинал петь вообще в консерватории, других критерий у меня не было. Pavarotti и Хворостовский, Карузо и Хворостовский, Шаляпин и Хворостовский, Тик-Таруфо и Хворостовский. И только так.
He says, and I'm quoting, ouch.
Ouch. Ouch, that's great. Okay, well, did you guys go see the lighting of the fire last night, the big ceremony and all that?
Oh, yes, we did do that. Well, actually, we participated in the lighting of the big cauldron last night, you might say.
Oh, really?
Give us the old bong sound effect there, would you, baby? That was the first time Lenny ever had a little something-something, if you know what I mean.
You know, Roger, it sounds like all you're doing is partying up there. I don't know what's going on, but okay. Can you tell us, can you ask him some more questions?
Hey, Mac and Travis, we're getting about ready to start here. It's a big event, and I'm pretty excited about it. I'm going to put the phone down here, and we're going to try to see if we can pick up some of the action. How about that, Mac?
Oh, cool. What's the event we're going to be hearing? What are they doing?
All right, about ready to begin. I think here they go.
Everybody get ready, because you're in for a real treat tonight. Don't feel lonely, because she's not. She's ready to rock. Dana Steele, everybody! Oh, give it up for Dana Steele!
Roger! Roger! Hello, Roger! I think he's having a party.
I tell you guys should be looking at these. Wow, she's fine. She's fine. Big old titties. I give her a 10. Give her a 10.
VIP
room, give me a VIP. I'll be back
to
see you guys later.
Bye.
Wow.
Okay. Wow, he's got his hands full.
I'm wore out on that. I don't know that that's a an event up there. It sounds like a, you know,
extracurricular, extra credit event.
Must be. You know, Vancouver's known for its strip bars.
Is it? Is it? I've never been up there.
Yeah. Our old friend Tiffany Towers lives up there, I think.
Tiffany Towers.
Yeah, with those big boobs. Maybe that was her. No, I don't know. Colonel Roger Duke with our sort of a live report. We thought it was the Olympics. It might be some other Olympic event. Having a good time, apparently.
Boob Olympics.
All right. Moving on.
High in the mountains.
I'm seeing what I should get to here. That shook me up so much. Should we get?
It was titillating.
It was definitely titillating. Wow.
I'm sorry. He took your mind right back off of it.
Yeah, I was just about ready to get focused, and then that. And Becky, what do you say? Give us a comment. Give us the woman's perspective here.
I don't know. I'm just not into that kind of.
You ever go see guys dancing?
No, never have.
And you don't want to see me dance, so.
That's what you could do for her tomorrow.
No, I still want to have a place to call home.
She's laying in bed, you know, and she's just drowsy, and she starts waking up, and you're in front of her, and you're playing some hot music and dancing.
I want to get laid, not shot.
With a bow on your private parts.
He never gets up before I do.
No. Yeah, that's the truth.
All right. Well, that wasn't a good idea. I should get tips from you guys on what to do for Valentine's Day. But first, we've got some stuff to get to. So let's get to that.
The one guy without any lifestyle.
Well, we don't want that one. That one sucks a big one.
With entertainment news, here's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night radio show.
I need to delete that other one. I'm on the wrong screen. That's what happened. All right.
I feel bad. I do that all the time.
We got some stuff to talk about, and the show notes are at macandtravis.com. M-A-C and Travis.com. Macandtravis.com, and we're gonna start off with the one, number one, what the fuck, it's the Billboard Top 50 Sexiest Songs, according to Billboard Magazine. And you can click on that. You can actually see the list of this list there. And before I get started, I better play this. Let me see if I can find my opening for this, because I'm on the wrong screen. See, this is the exact kind of radio you like. That's I'm talking and not saying nothing.
Get the defibrillator ready. It's time for another Mac attack here on the Mac and Travis Radio Empire.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Yes, I am pissed off. I am pissed off. It drives me freaking nuts. If you look at this list here, what do you think about this, McShane? Becky can't see it. But are you freaking kidding me?
Who thought of this list?
There's five or six Donna Summers on there.
Kick that one out the door.
There's another Donna Summer, Bad Girls. Number one is Olivia Newton-John and Physical.
Yeah, that always makes me want to just get down and grind.
Lil Wayne is on there like three times. And R. Kelly, you know.
Yeah, he's going to like that in jail.
Yeah. Bump and grind an underage teen. That's what that should have been called. It pisses me off.
Sledgehammer? What do you want to do? Beat her up before... I guess that would go with the babe of the week.
Well, there's another R. Kelly, too, down there. Ignition. Ignition, bang a little girl, I guess.
Nice.
I do see like that one, Starland Vocal Band, Afternoon Delight. But do you think that possibly that somebody at Billboard Magazine could look at over this list and go, wait a minute, dumbass, whoever brought this up, get the fuck out of here. This is the stupid motherfucking list I've ever seen in my life.
It's pretty jacked up. Yeah. And not, somebody got paid to do this list,
I'm
too.
I'm sure they did. And I'm sure, I don't know what age, I'm trying to analyze what the person is. Apparently, I guess he was gay. I'm not for sure. But.
Color me bad.
Do you see anywhere Barry White?
I don't see Barry White. And Barry White would be very, very upset.
All right. Becky, you can move the microphone over there. Take it with you. What do you think of this song? I want a live play-by-play, and you tell me what you think of this song right here. Is this not, in my opinion, my humble opinion of being an idiot and a single guy and a loser, the greatest, greatest sexy love song in the world? Let's take a listen. Oh, I better crank it up here. And this is for you ladies. Women get... all warm, you know, down there, you know,
blah, 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 blah,
when they start hearing this. Listen to this, man. It's just like, this is it, man. Oh, baby.
I've heard people say that.
Give us a play by play. What do you think of this song?
Too much of
it. It's all right, but it doesn't do wonders for me.
I don't know about that.
I don't know, Mac. I'm starting to get a little bit warm.
Maybe it's just us guys that get excited.
I'm getting a little warm now.
We're getting excited.
What?
That's the same reply I get.
It's just not enough.
You know what this does for me?
It's just
what?
Not enough.
Makes me think about Arby's.
Damn.
Thinking roast beef sandwich. And a side of cheddar, please.
Okay, so that didn't work for her.
You know what? This reminds me of that one movie with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Julia Stiles. That they did together, and he was singing that all the time up in their little apartment and wherever it was. Remember that one and the candles and the flowers, and he's all doing the lovey-dovey. God, I just admitted to watching a chick flick. Oh my
God. Yeesh.
And that was during the day when she was at work.
That's
yeah.
crazy. Give him some more movies.
Now you're going to make me worry what you're doing at home.
You're going to love my nuts.
I don't know where that came from. Anyway, I don't know. It just drives me fucking nuts because I think this whole list is absolutely asinine. And we've got all kinds of music here that should be on there that's not on there. Marvin Gaye, you got like this. This work for you?
This works for me.
All right, man. I'm trying to help you guys. Get some action going on after the show.
He doesn't Somebody have a problem get... with that.
Oh, nice. Ooh, yeah. I came to my defense twice now.
Give me a little bit. Just for all the ladies out there. Yeah, ladies are getting excited.
Let's get it on.
She's staring at him. He's staring at her.
In that love me eye.
They're going to go to the bedroom here in a minute. Fuck like wild dogs.
Mass hysteria. Right after they deliver my Arby's roast beef sandwich. Can't do it on an empty stomach now.
No, you got to have the energy. Now, here's another song that's not on the list. How come this song's not on the list? Tell me why this song's not on the list.
You know, I ask myself that question, too.
Is this romantic? It's great having a woman in here we can screw with.
It's kind of a storyline. I was tired of my lady.
We'd been together too long. No.
No.
No. Now, this is more my era, my age, I guess. Well, it should be. We're all the same. I mean, what the fuck? But for some reason, this is more... me, I guess. See if this is a turn on here.
Ah, yeah, white skin.
This is better.
Yeah, I'm trying to grow my hair out for this. It'll be another 2 years before I get laid.
For some reason, I think I'm older than you guys. What is that? Older loser, I guess I'm older. All right.
Hey, at least you didn't play 8675309.
No. That's for phone sex. We're going to have a lot more crap. We got tons to get to. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Mark Kerr. If you're ready for the blues rock experience, then I invite you to join me each and every Saturday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Mark Kerr's Blues Nation, right here at the home of blues rock and cool talk, KCOR.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
My mind! Where is it? It's gone!
This is The Cockroach,
the internet's talk superstation.
Most talk radio is bullshit.
It's all over the internet.
I mean, really, aren't you people tired of listening to political crap yet?
This is madness.
We like to dress up as stuffed animals and have sex with each other.
What the deuce is going on?
The internet's talk superstation.
The Cockroach.
MySpace.com/roachradio.
You know, Mac, if you can't stop staring at my tits, I'm going to quit. It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night radio show.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. With the gold in your mouth, head turned sideways.
I can't get this song out of my head.
Call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool. Walking downtown with your pants on the ground.
And if you don't stop looking at my tits, I'm going to quit.
Now, what's going on in the webcam? Let's take a look at that. Is that can everybody see you guys over there together?
Yeah, we're here.
All right. Wave, Becky. Big smile. I guess I got to turn on here and see.
I'm hiding behind the mic.
You want me to move it closer to her? focus in on her.
It's up to you. Probably a better picture than what you're seeing of me, because I'm real entertaining, you know, on my
Just don't touch the mic.
Don't touch the mic.
Or the one underneath.
Or anything underneath.
Yeah, your mic underneath the table there.
Mike and Mike.
Mac and Mike.
As long as you don't touch your Mac underneath.
Okay, we're back here. We got tons of crap to get to. And, yes, we've got more love songs to get you all hyped up about.
Oh, lovey-dovey.
You single ladies, you know you can get out the machine. You got a machine. And for the guys, just caress your other hand slowly and gently. And
the only machine we can get out is a fax machine.
You want to hear some real sex machines?
Might as well. That one, I think, put her through the wall.
I love listening to that one for some reason. You know, I do admit that I research porn for the show. It's sometimes I just get off on these stupid things that just make me laugh like hell. It's like, you know.
That's pretty slick.
Okay, back to seriousness.
Yeah, seriousness.
Reverse speech. We have some reverse speech. Have you heard the reverse speech of Barack Obama?
No, I haven't.
And this,
but it's all back talking with him anyway.
Yeah. Oh, ooh,
damn,
snap.
I go there.
I'm going to give him a yell. All right, so anyway, this is, let's hear it in Ford, and this one's creepy. It's really creepy. And I'm not saying you guys know that I'm kind of lean toward Barack in a way. So it's not about that. It's just very interesting. So this is the Ford version of Barack talking.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Okay, so it's a bunch of yes, we can.
Yeah, kind of like what Kyle Hitler.
What does that sound like in reverse? Let's take a listen to that phrase in reverse.
As you say. As you say.
Thank you, Satan.
As you say. As you say.
Wow.
Thank you, Satan. What do you think about that?
That's weird.
Is that weird?
And that came off of yes, you can. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Okay.
So we should try that and then reverse it and see if we say the same thing. If we say something else, then that's creepy.
You know what? I ought to do a whole show of nothing but backwards show.
Yeah.
From the end to the backwards.
Yeah.
Be interesting.
It would be. I tell you, though, doing a lot of it, it really messes with your mind. It seriously does. Because I'll sit and I'll listen to an hour of it, and my mind is just all creeped out. It's really creepy to listen to it. But we'll have to do some sometime.
Wow, that was kind of wild.
So anyway, there's an example, some reverse speech. Blah, 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 we have some breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Let's go to the Onion News Network.
Now we're going to get some expert advice from Melissa Donnelly. She's the author of the new book, Rekindling Your Relationship with Your Cat. Good morning, Melissa. Good to see you.
Hi there.
Hi, Melissa. Now, we all know cat-owner relationships can fizzle over time.
Yes. Yeah. When you first meet your cat, it's all so fun and new,
sure.
And you bring him back to your apartment, and the two of you play with string day and night, and you think, I'm not alone anymore.
That's the honeymoon period.
But then
right.
Time passes. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yes, I was with my little tuxedo cat, Thomas, for about 6 years, and then one day I suddenly realized he would rather sit on the dining room table and clean his anus than curl up on the futon like they used to.
So the spark is gone.
Yeah, sounds pretty lonely. Yeah.
It is, but you know, you can spice things up again.
Well, tell us how to do that, Melissa.
Yeah. Well, the first tip is play with your cat.
Okay. Simple enough.
Like
yeah.
You used to. In the book, I recommend putting a magazine over your cat while
that's
he sleeps.
A good idea.
Okay. So that when he wakes up, he moves the magazine
okay.
Away.
Yeah.
Just keep it going until it feels natural again.
Yeah. You know, it's all about opening the lines of communication.
Very
because
important.
Cats can be very passive aggressive.
Right.
We know that.
I mean,
right.
If he's disappointed in you for failing to stand up to your sister,
mm-hmm.
He's not going to tell you. He's going to vomit on the floor in front of the phone.
Well, that's his
so
way of communicating.
It's up to you to open up.
Jim, that's exactly right. And this is what I'm trying to say, is talk to your cat.
Right.
Talk to your cat.
Okay, so what's this? Love yourself and your cat will follow.
Well, Jim, you know, cats hate neediness. So you have to exude confidence, you know?
Right.
And a way to do that is to wear some sexy lingerie under your sweatpants.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you'll feel sexier and your cat will respond to the positive energy.
Oh, they will pick up on the vibe.
And, you know, sometimes you should take control, too. You know, when you're feeling the mood, you can be a little aggressive. Give his tail a few playful tugs.
Yeah. Oh.
Or if he should walk in while you're taking a bubble bath, you want to reward his curiosity. You know, blow some bubbles at him.
Oh, that's fun,
or pretend you're drowning just to see what he does. Oh, you know, you find out what works for you.
Yeah, sounds like such an intimate moment.
Yeah, it is.
The last tip that I would like to leave everybody with is take the time to make special moments every day.
Oh, that sounds like such important advice.
Sure.
You want to sit down and eat dinner with your cat and not in front of the TV. You want to eat out of the same bowl.
Okay.
Or if you want to get really wild, another thing you can do is wipe tuna all over your face and just let him lick it off.
Ooh, spicy, spicy.
Now, Melissa, what happens if you've tried all of your tips, and they're great tips, but this cat still doesn't respond? Should you give it away? Or?
No. You just want to get more cats. The more cats you have, the more chances you have of being loved by them.
Right. Yeah. Melissa, thank you so much. Yeah. I'm going to send this book to my stepsister.
Oh, she'll love it.
Terrific.
All right, moving on now. We've managed to get some of the Jonas Brothers DNA, and we're going to let you at home vote on what we do with it.
All right. Woo. So what do you think about that?
God, you're such an asshole.
I know, I am.
I
don't know what that was about, but I thought you guys were cat lovers, so, you know.
I'm quite freakily scared. Disturbed.
Let me do one real quick bit of business here, and then we're going to get to show notes. Are you tired of the snow? I'm freaking tired of the fucking snow and the fucking cold.
They can shove it where the sun shines.
All I say is get the big knob on global warming and crank that bitch up, because I want some heat in this baby. I am so sick of it. Well, next Saturday, our third annual beach party. That's right. And what we ask you to do for the Mac and Travis beach party is dress up in your favorite Hawaiian shirt, shorts, maybe swimwear, maybe your bikini. By the way, if you ladies wear a bikini, make sure you shave for the show. And to get you a fruity drink with a big umbrella.
What if you skinny dip?
Ooh, yeah, we like that. That's the best thing to do with listening to Mac and Travis.
Ah.
Travis will tell us his fishing stories. That'll be exciting. That'll last 5 minutes. And then we're gonna have a whole bunch of beach stuff going on, beach music and everything. So tune in, and let's get rid of this cold weather, and let's have some beach stuff. There you go.
I'm all right with you there.
What's going on next week, special in McShane Rock Show? You have anything special going on next week?
I haven't thought that far ahead. you mean I actually have to plan
you don't
my
have
show?
To, I guess. Yeah.
Everybody know that's ever listened to the my show is it's fly by the seat of your pants, literally.
You know, the Germans always make good stuff.
So yeah,
that's professionalism to be able to pull that off.
Yeah, so. I didn't say we pulled it off. Okay. We just tried it.
I sit around and think of lame things, and then they turn out to be lame. That's one of the great things.
Every time I plan and print something out like a story or have a storyline, then my stories just don't seem to get chided.
Do you ever criticize him or anything like that during the show? Or say,
no,
don't say that or don't do that. That's
no,
awful.
Never.
Are you kind of a critic, or do you say, hey, you're not going to do this on the air or something like that?
No, it's usually sometimes a smackdown.
Yeah, she'll team up with the other people that are either co-hosting or guests or something that, you know, make a stab, and she'll back them up and just keep going with it.
And start hammering on you.
Yeah, exactly. So now all of a sudden I'm like 3 or 5 to 1, and here little old me has, okay, fine, I'll just transport your ass right off the air. Start hitting mute buttons.
Yeah, don't they recognize you got the little mute button there?
But then if we don't do it, he gets upset too.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kicking the whole horse in the ground, and I'm a big horse, and sometimes it's, you know.
Well, you know, you're an easy guy to criticize, especially when it comes to
Farmville.
Because you're a big farm. Are you a Farmville fan?
Nah, okay, I've got one, and it's huge, and it's got plenty of stuff planted in
it. No, you're the Mafia Wars guy. Yeah.
I do Mafia Wars and Cafe World, and now I'm doing this new bowling thing that's pretty cool.
Farmville.
Do you do either one, Farmville or anything?
Farmville.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Mafia Wars.
2 hours worth of click, click, click on each tile in the farm.
I get so many requests for different stuff, and I'm neighbors, and I just can't do it. But anyway, sorry. Anyway, so I didn't know if you were, you know, you just, he's got the control. What he needs to do, this is my suggestion, is cut stuff up on him. Do that. Make him mad by, you know, here's some stuff Travis has said. Can you imagine some of this?
I'm gay.
He said that. Can you believe that? You just cut it right up and use it on your... Use it to...
You know what? I've thought about that, but I'm too damn lazy to go back and go cut it out of a show. I'm doing good to go edit out Caesar beep stuff. I'm like, screw it, let it fly.
That way you can always pose it back in on, hey, Travis, you said this.
You want me to take my panties off?
No, don't you take your panties off.
Especially, don't say clench or crotchless panties. No, the same
it
sentence.
It wasn't crotchless panties. It's just crotchless pants.
It was pie. It was pie times Vienna sausage. Now everybody's lost.
You guys know what Travis is doing tonight? They're at the Adult Alternative Club.
Yeah.
There's a sandwich action going here. I need some beads. I'm willing to flash my penis.
Those are some of the things he's saying right now. You know that.
I remember breakdancing to Thriller thinking I was cool.
Yeah.
I have a lot of cocks to ride between now and then.
Those are some of the things he said. Okay.
I'm sorry, Travis, man. Don't tell your buddies to listen in on the show while you're over kicking butt. Yes. You may become the butt. No, damn. I love you, brother.
Yeesh.
You know, Mac, you remind me so much of my late Uncle Carlton. He was so creepy.
All right. Enough of that. Okay, back to the show notes. Is that where we're going?
Now that, I think that's where we're going.
Do we have time for the show notes?
Do we have time for the show notes?
We got a couple of show notes here. Okay, the website is macandtravis.com, macandtravis.com, macandtravis.com. First item on the show notes was the stupid 50 sexiest songs.
Boycott.
We blew that out of the way. Myth busted right there, baby.
Yeah.
Next item on the show is everybody heard that Sarah Palin was using the handle prompter writing messages on her hand.
Oh, man.
And we actually have proof of what was written on her hand.
And I tell you what, it was sexy.
Click on that picture. What do you think about that? Becky, give us a blow-by-blow on that.
Now that I can finally see it.
McShane Rock Show.
Very good. Very good. So there you go. That was what was written on Sarah Palin. Apparently she's a big fan.
Yeah.
Reminding her to listen on Fridays at 9 p.m. Central Time.
Yeah, that's why we pimp her so much.
McShane Rock Show.
No, you guys don't pimp her.
We want
to like
pimp her.
We'd like to pimp her out.
Damn. Am I that obvious?
Next item on the show notes. Yes, Wonder Bread has a brand new bread coming out. Of course, I work for them.
Wow.
And take a look at this Wonder Bread.
Are you giving up company secrets?
I am. And this is a secret in the lab, and I actually posed for that one. For the ladies.
Hey, they're not allowed to have one longer than mine. Not by much.
I won't even talk about the mini buns. We're not going to talk about that.
Wow, that's kind of disturbing.
I can have a rim shot for that. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Next time on the show notes, crab legs. Anyone? You guys like crab legs?
They're just a pain in the butt to get into. Well, it's that whole shell thing.
These aren't. Look at the baby on this one.
Holy smoke, that's scary. That reminds me of a spider more than a crab.
Crabzilla, they call it.
Holy crap.
15 foot.
Holy crab, Batman. That's just insane.
That's a lot of butter, baby. That's a lot of butter.
A lot of cholesterol. 15 feet worth of clogged arteries.
And the next item that really pisses me off today, I've got to get. I'm not going to play it all. I won't even play the intro for driving me nuts again. Uh-huh. But this pisses me off. This whole cougar thing. Cougars have their own dating service now.
Awesome.
So if you're a gay, but now listen to this. This is where we're fucked. This is where we're fucked. You look down here on what it was. Okay, cougars are women that are prime, independent, sexy, and wildly successful. They enjoy men that are youthful. I'm out of the list.
I'm screwed.
Full of the same zest for life.
I'm already past three quarters of the way for zest of life.
So not only am I getting screwed by not even getting women of my own age, now the young guys are coming up and stealing them. You young guys, stay down there with your young chicks, would you please?
Yeah.
and leave us up here alone because we need all the help we can get.
Well, just think, they'll be old guys, you know, someday, and they'll
I hope their life turns out like mine. That's what I hope. God damn it, their life will suck too. So it really pisses me off now. And what I think happens on the next couple of news stories here: teacher shows students her boobs. All these
nice.
The women teachers that are molesting these little boys, which I, 16-year-old boy, I would have liked to be molested back then too, by a teacher, a hot female teacher, but it didn't happen. But, Becky, what's the deal with this? Because we have stories at least once every week of a teacher banging a student. This week I've got two teachers showing off their boobs. Another teacher forced a student to touch her boobs.
Nice.
Explain to me.
I just can't see
from
that.
A woman's perspective.
I want to go back to school.
I do too. I'm hot for teacher.
Oh yeah.
For me, it's just, I don't know, I find the whole thing wrong.
It is. It's just so wrong. And for me personally, it's another example of my failure in life. I was an altar boy in the Catholic school. I was the cutest altar boy in the world. Did I get molested? Hell no, I didn't get molested. Uh-huh. Then I went to school, and none of the female teachers molested me. Again, I'm a failure. It's just, what do you think about that?
It's just different principles back then.
Principles were ugly anyway.
Yeah,
they were a little too hairy for me.
It just, We had some mean, I went to Catholic school. Mean nuns. Mean nuns.
I went to Catholic school, too.
Oh, well, congratulations.
I was a Southern Baptist and went to public school.
Ooh, he's one of the Satan guys.
So I got to see teacher.
He's one of the Satan ones. Uh-huh. I actually, this is a, I swear.
Who had more fun?
I don't know. At least I got the girls with those cute schoolgirl outfits. Is absolutely freaking true. I was held down by nuns and force-fed broccoli.
Ew.
That's an exact true fact. Can you believe that?
That is a blasphemy all sorts.
I could see it.
They were so mean, so mean.
The rulers across the knuckles.
They never got that, but they slapped them on the table every time. Whack! You're not listening to me! You're all but the heathens gonna go to hell. No, they never said that. But boy, I'd like to have. I'd like to be fucked sometime in this world.
Wow.
You take us.
I was denied. I was denied my education. All right, more stuff coming up next here on Mac and Travis. Don't go nowhere.
Dominic Forbes every Sunday morning, 10 till midday, here on KC Online Radio.
Soft rock classics. Dominic Forbes.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The cockroach!
The cockroach.
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 The cockroach. 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 Cockroach.
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
The Internet's Talk Superstation.
Check us out online at myspace.com/roachradio.
You may not use rage-enhancing substances such as caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, crack cocaine, flippy flippies, jelly stingers, trick sticks, bing-bangs, or flying willies.
It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night Radio Show.
All right, we're having a beautiful time tonight. McShane's in the studio with us.
Yeah, you doing?
Lady Becky, and you can see them on the webcam, giving a big wave to everybody.
Wave. Hello.
Travis is, of course, not here. He's going to be back next week for the beach party. And we'll get all the stories of his activities at the Adult Alternative Club.
Yeehaw!
Yeah. Should we continue with the show notes?
Right on. Let's do it.
Woo! Show notes at MacandTravis.com. Olympian flashback, Oksana Baiul. He was freaking smoking hot. Oh, my freaking God. And there's a little video of her if you want to watch some video of Oksana Baiul.
Oh, man.
That was a few years ago. She was smoking hot. Anyway, very few times that I would watch figure skating.
Hey, I like that outfit.
Oh, man, she wore some nice stuff. Nice butt. If you're a butt man, I would think figure skating is a good deal because they're always sticking their butts in the... I'm a boob man, so...
That's kind of me. I like boobs.
Yeah.
Boobs too. Like me. I like them, too.
What are you, Becky?
On a girl?
No, I don't want a guy. Come on, get out of here.
Well, there's only one part
get
of a guy
get out of here with
counts.
That crazy stuff.
There's only one part of a guy that really counts.
The butt?
No.
Oh, wow. I haven't known many people, many women that admit to the fact that they like the hog. Is that what the best? Is that what we were talking about here? Or are you going to say the elbows or something like that? Make me look foolish?
No.
It's the pecs.
Oh, the pecs! Oh my God! Oh, I feel like a real moron now.
The business end.
Okay.
Wrong business.
Wrong business. All right, my mistake. Back to the show notes. What are we doing here?
Boobs.
Boobs, yeah. Oh, no, I got to do the next story here. I got some music for this here, though. We got a little... Yes, baby. Hannah is going to be selling her underwear.
Yeah, but now that Disney kicked her to the curb.
Actually, it's not that Hannah. I just play in the music because I felt dirty. And she's underage, and so we don't really accept that. No, this Hannah is, what's her name? Hannah Teeter. She's a snowboarder with the U.S. Olympic team. She's selling her underwear and giving the money to Doctors Without Borders for Haiti. So if you want some of her underwear, go to SweetCheeksPanties.com. And there's your picture of her underwear.
Nice, nice.
There you go. So those of you that want to, and that was wrong of me, that was very wrong of me for playing that Hannah Montana, and I really am very sorry of doing that, but I do want to apologize.
I am so sorry.
I'm sorry. That was wrong of me.
I'm not.
She's underage.
She's old enough to get kicked off Disney, so.
Did you see that video? Yeah. Did you see that video of her twirling around on the pole in that song? On the
yes,
video?
I did. Yes, man, I did. So anything that gets said about her, she brings on to herself.
Absolutely.
That's the way I see it.
That's right.
You want to be a superstar? Well, okay. Here's a life lesson. Learn it young.
You want to be a pole climber? There you go. Continuing with the show notes, there's a story we were talking about off the air. A California man allegedly tried to buy boys' urine. This is beyond creepy. You know, I find creepy shit all week. This is creepy, creepy. Manhattan Beach police have arrested a man they claim tried to buy urine from boys at an elementary school. Sergeant Brown said that an 18-year-old man was arrested on Monday for investigation of annoying children. Annoying children. Authorities believe the man walked into a restroom at the Pacific Elementary School last week and offered two boys several dollars to urinate in a cup. Now, at first, I thought this was some kind of a strange, creepy sexual thing, but you had it that wouldn't give your theory.
Well, you know, I was thinking maybe he was wanting it for drug testing.
And you're absolutely right. My weird creepiness... thank God it was just for that. It's obvious because a young kid, they're not on...
Something just hit me bad and it wouldn't work and it would be sad if I even brought it up.
You sure? This is the Back of Travis show. I don't go anywhere.
No, I'm not going in. No. Come here, little boy, because it would be wrong. Come here, little boy. Let me pee in your butt. No. God, that's just wrong. That's just...
I am
so sorry.
He's sorry.
I couldn't help that because of the movies.
I am so sorry.
Wrong.
We're apologizing. All we got to do is say we're sorry after we say it. That's all we got to do.
I really think it was something to do with drug testing, getting clean urine.
I hope so. But my mind was going like, what the fuck is this guy doing? You know. But you're absolutely probably right.
That's why you tell your kids to start feeding them poppy seed dressing on their salads. So they pee dirty. Get the guy nailed. Maybe he'll stop.
Mac has just been booted from the box.
Uh-oh.
Well, apparently so. Nice. All right, more. This is craziness. You're getting your money's worth tonight, baby. That's right.
Yeah.
You could be out on the town. You could be picking up women. You could be home with your lover making love. But no, you're right here with us, baby. You know where the fun's at, the party.
Damn, Skippy.
I was waiting for, like you said, that 2 seconds of silence. I'm going, okay, this is their big time to go jump in and say, hell yeah, baby, we're having a party here.
I was just waiting for more.
All right, Becky, I'm glad you're here tonight. I am so glad you're here. Next item on the show notes. Apparently, they've done a study. Yes, 1 in 3 women watches porn. Now, I've been hearing it all of my life. Women don't like to watch porn. We don't like. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. And here, evidence that 30% of all women watch online porn. Give me your opinion.
I do.
Give her a round of applause. Yeah. We got to get that round of applause going again here. Come on. Oh, no, come on, people. Give her a real round. No, I don't like that one either. Give her a beer and some applause. There you go, baby. Any woman that likes porn is right with me.
There you go.
So
yeah,
usually starts things off on the right track.
I don't have to hide it. I don't have to hide my porn.
Now, that's cool.
That's awesome.
Cool. You know, I got the Skinemax on now, mm-hmm. And at first it was really cool because they have some hot chicks, and now it's not so cool because I noticed that all the guys, very unrealistic. I mean, they're just handsome studs with all these big muscles, and the muscles are popping while they're thrusting. Oh, I hate when I see that.
I agree. And obviously, you haven't seen the new Spartacus show
Showtime.
Showtime has this new Spartacus with Lucy Lawless in it and everything. Who doesn't look like Lucy Lawless anymore? She's hot, of course, but she just, I would have never guessed.
Not the Xena.
Oh, no, but wow. It's got every rating, MA rating acknowledgement down that whole thing. And it's a series.
Oh, wow.
And if you remember The Mummy, the gal's brother, who was kind of the geeky one, the English guy, the geeky one. He's a gladiator Spartan type guy in this movie, of course, getting the bump.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what I said. Until you see some of the women in that, and then you're going, oh, God. Why can't I be a Roman?
I know. Why can't I look like that?
Do as the Romans do. Well, I got to lose a few pounds.
Romans or Germans?
You know, the Germans always make good stuff.
Yeah. The whack chop. That's gonna be Lorena Bobbitt's new late night item. The whack chop.
You're gonna love my nuts.
Bouncing down the road. Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Erotic knife play and bondage and blood drinking.
You mean that?
Yeah. The whack job. Boy, just too much Amber Box, what it is. I'm a good Christian guy. Hey, I ask for forgiveness of all my sins every night when I go to bed.
I am so sorry.
Just because.
There you go.
You never know.
I am so sorry.
That's right.
Becky, we leave it open for you. Give us
there
a word.
You go.
I'm waiting for her to say. I want to know what she's thinking right there, because you see her brain isn't working and the muscles above her eyebrows are tensing up, and I'm going, what is she thinking?
I'm thinking that's what takes him so long to come to bed.
Oh, I thought it was this.
Farm Bill.
Farmville. No. That ain't it.
No.
Watching replays. You know, you get all that good porn off TMZ and Seinfeld.
What was it called? Slut Hub, I think, was one of ours favorites.
Slut Hub.
Slut Hub, I think.
Never heard of that.
That's a good website. Okay. She may want to go outside here in a minute. So during the break, woo-hoo! I will run out there and let her. So her tail will go up when she's ready to do some business. So
right on.
Yeah, that's really what everybody wanted to know. back to the show notes. How much time do we got?
Nothing here? Worse than what I just went through. Wow. Oh, man. Hey, I just want to say thanks for having me on. I mean, this
are
is
you having
awesome.
A good time?
Is yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. I'm loosening up, and we're kind of it's a fun time.
The first segment, it takes a little bit to get loose, and we still haven't got Becky loose. It'll be the outgoing, and she'll be going, woo, I want to see some porn.
Yeah.
I guess not.
I've already got that lined up for when we get home.
Oh, baby. I'll get back and find you guys some music. Let me find you some real music.
No.
Come on, I know I've got, where is it, under P?
I don't want to end up on the news tomorrow.
Yeah! Woo! Then we have this one that's just wrong here. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's actually from one of those movies. So where do we go? I lost track of where we were at.
Yeah, that's Happy Valentine Manure. Or actually, okay. Or the dog going out. Okay. Whichever one you want to take first.
God, you're such an asshole.
I know I am. Okay. Yes. Let's see. Happy Valentine Manure. Well, she blew my whole big rant on women watching porn because she says, I watch porn.
Yeah.
Well, I just burst my bubble.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
She likes watching porn.
Blew my load right there is what she did because... Burst my bubbles. Yeah. Trying to get some sexual innuendo was in there. Happy manure Valentine. Yeah, this farmer took the manure spreader and made this big, huge, mile-long heart of manure. Does that say I love you?
Nothing says I love you better than manure spread in a heart shape.
Big pile of shit. Shaving cream. So nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always be clean.
Water sucks. Water sucks.
Your turn. Give us a song. I guess not.
It's the devil. Songs of the devil. Mama always said that. Songs of the devil. Yeah, Vicki Valancourt. I appreciate what you're showing me right now.
She's the least laughing. I want to hear the outburst from her, though, is what I want to hear.
You left me here with Steve.
Yeah, I watched The Waterboy the other day again. sorry.
Like I said, you worry me what you're doing.
No, you should
be
worried if I start going, I know you, penguin, I know you. Yeah. I'm out of it. I'm out of brain power.
Well, that's...
Bail me out, Beck. Bail me out. I'm sinking like the Titanic right now.
I can't even think of a way to help you out of that.
And I don't think I'm coming back this time when we watch the movie.
You're going to love my nuts.
There you go.
Right.
Whack a nut.
I have to find something about it. All right. Let's see how much time we got. Oh, wow, we got more time in this segment.
It's a couple whack chop.
A couple more with whack chop. You need to create a cult commercial.
I'm going to have to now because that's just too good to let go.
What?
Fell off in that one. I'm not going to hear
you're gonna
any of that.
You're going
to
love my nuts.
Well.
All right, well, we're going to hit... Let's hit another love song.
Uh-huh.
And that'll take us up to the break. And then we got sports to get to. and a bunch of other little crap that we haven't got to yet.
Yeah, foosball.
And you got any advice for us couples? I mean, you've been together a long, long time. What would be something you guys would say people should do for Valentine's Day? Just give us some ideas, and I'll play this in the background, see?
Always. Always talk.
Always
tell the truth. Say what's on your mind.
All right, Becky?
Yeah.
Just don't do it drunk.
Yeah. He said always talk. He said always talk, and she's sitting there going, what do I say?
You just need to open up to each other, let you know, each other know how you're feeling.
No secrets.
Hey, babe, I want to fuck. Just get right to it.
Hey, yeah. We've done that before.
Outstanding. We'll be right back. We're up all night with Mac Travis.
To the music alternative.
The Texas Blues Cafe, man. All the way. Yeah.
Taking blues into the 21st century.
21st century blues.
21st century blues.
All the music that anyone want to hear.
I absolutely love your music.
I'm so happy. I am totally hooked on you guys. I'll never go back to the other one.
I'm going to Texas. Yeah, yeah.
Exploring podcast technology and striving for bluescast excellence. We are the Texas Blues Cafe.
Now heard Saturday nights at 10. Here on KCLR Online Radio.
Hey, this is Mark Kerr. If you plan to buy a CD or digital downloads in the near future, make sure that one of your purchases is from an independent artist. We are the future of the music business.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Mick Shane from the Mick Shane Rock Show, and you're listening to Kansas City Online Radio, KCOR.
Do you want to see me in a cheerleading outfit? It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night Radio Show.
Oh.
DJ from the Cockroach, one of our affiliates, suggested some Billy Idol for love songs. I don't know, it makes me think of Miley Cyrus. I don't know. Well, we almost had Becky all loosened up and just about ready to go crazy.
Did she ever go crazy? I thought the jacket was going to come off here a minute ago and bras flying everywhere. And
woo!
I don't know. I don't know. Still got 15 minutes. It might happen.
Let's give a round of applause for that. That's what you get. You don't get it yet. No, stop that.
I really appreciate what you're showing me right now.
Show us your Farmville. Yeah, anyway, back here up all night with Back Travis. Yeah, well, she's going to get up and start dancing around or something like that. What music would you dance to? What music do you dance to? What's a dancing?
Yeah, I'd like to know that too after 10 years.
She doesn't like to dance?
We don't dance.
Aww.
Everything you can do is, never mind.
How about some of this? This will make you know you got to play this. Every time you're here, we got to play this.
All right.
Aha! Come on, dance a little bit.
Schwicken, schwacken, schwacken, schwicken.
This would be a good stripper song, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, she's not much into that. Okay.
Woohoo!
Enough of that. Let's see what else I got here that's interesting as far as music. It's romantic.
I thought you had the full-blown...
What?
Top hits of...
Not all... No, no, not those. I got my own little list here of great romantic songs. Let's see. Let me try one here. Yeah. This one's definitely romantic. Oh, baby. You snuggle up with this. Spanish eyes. Bet you haven't heard that song in 40 years, have you?
I heard that in a long time.
You get all your requests here right on the Mac and McShane radio show.
Her Spanish fly.
Yes, we got a special request from a German. They want to hear this. Yay!
And next week on Benny Hill, Waka Waka Waka.
Okay, you got a request for Benny Hill. I got to go find that. It's in another window here, I think. I got to have Benny Hill here.
That's the stuff.
God damn. If I was a little more organized.
Thank you, McShane, for throwing me under the bus once again.
I'm looking for the Benny Hill. Is this Benny Hill? Let me see if this is Benny Hill.
Some folks called it a sling blade. I call it a Kaiser blade.
No, that's
nope,
not
that'd be sling blade.
Blade Benny.
Benny Blade.
All right, one more try here. Let's see if I can say Benny Hill. What was the name of that? That was, I know the song. I guess I don't have any.
Yeah, I used to have it. I think I can't remember the name of the stupid thing. Something dueling saxophones or something silly like that.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the
supermarket. Name that song.
Biddy bat, biddy yeah, biddy yeah.
Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
I was in the road and riding around about my own business, and there come.
Running through the pole beat. Fruits and vegetables. Naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, don't look, Ethel. And it's too late. She'd already been in the scene.
Here comes.
Boogie there, boogie there.
There goes.
Boogie there, boogie there.
He ain't wearing no clothes.
Woo! They call him the street.
Woo!
Look at
that, look at that.
Fastest thing on 2 feet. But yeah, but yeah.
I haven't heard that in 40 years, have I?
Haven't heard that.
I got more. I got more crap here than you can imagine.
There you little bop, billy up, bop.
More old crap.
I love it.
You like country and western music, or what kind of music do you like? What do you listen to? What's on your iPod?
Don't have an iPod.
You don't have an iPod.
Well, she has one of those Sansa players.
All right, what's on your Sansa Dune player?
Oh, I've got all kinds of stuff.
Most of it is.
There's Journey, Jim Croce.
I don't have any Jim Croce. This is another good
Joker.
Joker.
Got a little Sticks.
Oh, yes. I forgot about this. And I just sang this the other night.
I think God, I am only getting home. Never mind.
I'm glad those days are gone.
No, thanks.
Oh, I hit that by accident. I lost my virginity to this song. Seriously. I lasted two songs. I swear, this is the truth.
I made it halfway through Spandau Ballet. True.
Here's the other song.
It was the smell of the Caress soap.
This is the other one. Anyway, I'm rambling on. What was the song? See, that's another one that wasn't on that Billboard top list.
What was
that? Was the theme song from the movie 10. And I would look for everywhere for that. What's the name of that?
God, I don't know.
But that was that great song?
Because I didn't actually watch or listen to anything on 10 except for what was on the 10.
Watch Bo Derek run.
That was it. Although she could have gotten rid of the dreads. But outside of that, it was... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't like much of it.
But I gotta say, the hotness level went up the older she got.
Yeah, she did. And that John Derek dude, he was married to Ursula Andress, Bo Derek, and like two or three other chicks. I'm going, what?
He must be a stud.
Bolero. Thank you very much. Wyoming Goofy Gal said the name of the song was Bolero. I was trying to find it.
Bolero.
He must have the biggest hog you can imagine. That's the only thing I could think of.
It's just nothing that, you know how my mind is geared. I'm always coming up with something smart-ass to say.
Well, I like it.
when it's the words like that come across. Pie times Vienna sausage hog.
It's a mathematical equation.
And if you want to know the whole formula behind that scene, please, you got to listen to the Mick Shane Rock Show after Mac and Travis tonight.
There you go. Hey, you got another 2 hours to...
And then you'll understand where the pie times Vienna sausage came from. She's not used to this. I don't cut up like this on the show.
She's not around the edge. You know? Like when you take the woman around the edge and you know they're about ready to bust open.
And then you go, ugh.
And then you say, oh, basketball's on. No, I don't do that. I'm just kidding.
Slam the door in my face. Damn it.
Oh, darn. I gotta
shut
go
down again.
I got to go do farm bail. Okay. I thought
that's the sexiest thing ever. We were doing love songs. We left off on on Neil Diamond.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think.
Hey, Dad, is that for me? No, son, that's for me.
Let me see here. I got why we didn't use this on our show tonight. I don't know. Remember this?
America Love Style.
I love that show. It's all love tonight.
That's it.
That should have been our theme song tonight.
That's me and you.
Platform shoes and all.
Oh, man. Let's see.
The first thing, Marcia and Greg, pops into my brain. Or Goldie Hawn.
Oh.
Because she was pretty loose back in the day.
Laugh-In.
Yeah, Laugh-In.
Oh, that was a great show. That
Somebody said she got around pretty much into that whole scene.
Oh.
Well, look at her daughter. Well, her and Kurt Russell had a pretty good kid there.
Yeah?
Yeah, looks just like her.
I didn't really... care for her that much, and then as she got older, I found her more intriguing. It's another one of those things, as a woman gets older, she gets more intriguing.
Yeah, I didn't like Bo Derek at all, really, in 10. I mean, she had Dow Killer, everything neck down, but to me, she just didn't have anything. But the older she got, yeah.
Is that the way you are, Becky, with men? You know, the older you get, like Sean Connery, oh my God.
Sean Connery.
He's 90 years old, and women still get all wet over him. And
that's because I'll take $400 for your penis there, Trebek.
I like that. Man, that's a very good... I need you to do me some voiceover work. Is that? Give him a round of applause for Sean Connery. There.
Yeah, I shouldn't tell you. Until I kick your ass with my thumb. But that's not what your mother said last night, there, Trebek.
Do you ever do that? You know, you guys are in bed, and she looks over, and you start going to... Honey, you do the imitation. I love you very much. You know, let me take you in my arms and twist you upside down, and, you know.
She just goes, turns around and goes, remember? I go, yes, I remember. One ping only. She took her down to depth speed there.
I don't know. There's some good older guys, but like my babe over here, he's younger than I am. So So I guess it's that whole cougar thing again.
No boy.
Oh my God.
Cougar. And I look ancient. Yeah, I mean, I did the gray and the hair is gone. And
so.
But thank you, baby. Now I'm feeling all warm and fuzzy inside. I'm kind of feeling Sean Connery-ish.
Oh.
It makes me feel very sentimental. It reminds me of something that Travis said.
What's that?
Code word, turnover, bitch.
Sexual activity.
That's a loving thing to say.
Right. In the middle of a nice tender moment saying...
Code word, turnover, bitch.
That's like the Family Guy. Say the word. Say the word. Oh, baby, you make me hot.
You make me so horny.
That's not the word. What do you mean? But you do.
All right, we're going to be right back.
Oh, nuts.
He's nuts.
Mac and Travis.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org. And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
With huge egos and tiny penises. They're back, Mac and Travis.
All right, here we are. And I'm going to play this in the background. This is really sappy. And I'm going to play this in the background. This is for a certain redhead. This is my sad sappy. I want to thank you guys for being here tonight.
Hey, thank you, Mac, for having us. I'll speak for myself as well. And I'll let Bick.
It's been fun.
Yes.
You almost broke loose. You know, I hope that you... You guys probably, you'll go home and break loose, right?
We might not make it home.
Oh, I had a good time. I was holding it back. But
yeah.
I think hopefully we'll see more of McShane. And I really want to thank you for coming. Fantastic time. I always enjoy when you come.
Oh, yeah. It's a blast.
Don't forget to listen to the McShane Rock Show Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time at McShaneRockShow.com.
McShaneRockShow.com.
Definitely tune in. Go in the chat box there and visit them. Say hello to Becky and all that. And there you go.
Need people to start coming in the chat room and keeping me company.
There you go. She's stuck in that room all alone.
Yes, she is.
Four walls and her.
Yes.
And if you want to come in the room nude, I'm sure she'd appreciate it.
I think that's happened once or twice.
I won't object.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks
we'll see
for
y'all
listening.
See y'all next week. We're going to go out on this. Take care and happy Valentine's.
Make love, planet Earth.
I'd probably do her.
I'd do her.
If I wasn't married, I'd do her.
This is Simon from American Idol. What can I say? That was pure delight. Really wonderful.